Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles' Weekly Sermons.
Starting with Adam, going through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and continuing down all the way through David until we arrive at the time of the Lord. And the reading appointed for this day is this passage, this parable the Lord tells concerning this great supper. Now, it's a parable concerning the kingdom of God. And there are various symbolic values to the different parts of the parable, right? The certain man who holds the supper, this is God. And he sends forth his servant, this is Christ, coming out. Those who were invited, in other words, those who had received the invitation and who had accepted the invitation, according to the most common interpretation of the church fathers, this is the ancient Hebrew people, who had been given the law and then had the prophets sent to them. And at that point, then something peculiar happens. It says that when supper was come, then the Lord sent his servant out to tell those who were invited that the supper is now ready, and they begin to make excuses. for why it is that they cannot attend the supper. So first of all, we should understand that the invitation was given in two forms. And there was, presumably, an RSVP. Please come to my supper. Yes, I will be there. And yet, when the final invitation comes and the Lord says the supper is now ready, the response from the ones who had been invited and who had accepted is now all of a sudden, I can't come for reasons X, Y, and Z. And they may be perfectly acceptable reasons, right? So the servant comes back and reports these things to his master, and the master says, go out and bring in those who were not invited, that my house may be full. Now, again, I will say the most common interpretation concerning this passage that you find in the fathers of the church is that this is a parable concerning the replacement of the old covenant with the new covenant. The initiation of a new covenant between God and his chosen people. In fact, even the formation of a new chosen people. Those who had been called in the past, who had been given the law, had been given the prophets, when the time came and the Lord, the Messiah, appeared to them, they rejected him, by and large. But there were those who did not. There were those among the simple people, fishermen, even among the sinners like tax collectors and prostitutes, who reformed their ways, and they received Christ as the Messiah. And out of those, and then calling also the Gentiles, the Lord forges a new people. And that's the people that we refer to as the church. The ecclesia, which is a Greek word which means those who are called out. That's what it means to be part of the church, to have been called out. Called out of the world into the house of God. So that's the general interpretation. However, I think that there is more to it than that. Because the church appoints that we read this parable every year, two Sundays before Nativity. Every year. And the same fathers who interpret the passage in the way that I just described to you are the ones who appointed that the passage be read two Sundays before Nativity every year. And the reason for that is not so that we Gentiles can stand around and pat ourselves on the back for having received and responded to the call whenever the ancient Jews rejected it. The reason is that we are still being called. We are still being called. In fact, if you want to give a chronological order to things, the fact that the meal is a supper meal and not a noon meal, it occurs at the end of the day. And the fathers say it's because it occurs in the last days, at the end of time. And the servants that the Lord sends out to the highways and the hedges to bring in the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind are the angelic powers who go out and sort of beat the bushes and drive out all of the unworthy and drive them into the kingdom of God. And that's the time period that you and I live in. We can't stand here today and say, I received the call, therefore I am somehow worthy of sitting down to dine in the kingdom of God. If we're going to attribute to ourselves anything, it's going to be maimness, paralysis, poorness, and blindness. That's where we fall in this parable. Because we are this day still being called. The Lord renews and reissues his call. And in fact, as you know, we are preparing ourselves to celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is an event which happened one time, which was prophesied in the ancient times. It came to pass in 2,000 years ago approximately. The eternal Word of God took on human flesh and came to live among us, overcoming the enmity between God and man by joining himself together to our nature, being completely God and completely man. This is a unique historical event, which occurs one time. But again, those same fathers of the church which give us the interpretation of the scriptures appointed that we should celebrate it every year. Not because there is a new incarnation every year, but because that call that is issued to us by that event is renewed for us every year. That you and I should hear that call again when we have allowed the distractions and the pleasures of this life to lure us away and to be confused by this world, to be confused and distracted and deceived and seduced by the reasonings and the corruption and the sins of this world. Here again, God in His mercy, not seeking to destroy us in our sins, but seeking to renew His call to us again, says, "The kingdom of God is like a man who made a great supper. Come, come. This is your purpose in life. This is the reason that you were created. You will not find fullness or fulfillment in pursuing the corruption and the pleasures of this world because they do not answer the deepest call of your nature. Human beings were made in the image of God. And that means that our full meaning is found in God Himself. And so through the mystery of the church, the Lord calls us again. Come, all of you poor and maimed and halt and blind, come. Put away your blindness. Put away your paralysis. Put away your corruption and your sins and come. Because the Lord desires that His house be full. To God, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be all glory, honor, and worship to ages of ages. Amen. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shell.